Gordo has the wireless microphone to walk around and see who he can run into. Come in, Gordo.
We're having a fun time with the disabled. Or is it for
the
disabled?
What do you mean?
Yes, you're not that far off.
He's in a wheelchair.
God. Yeah, Gordon's in a wheelchair.
I'm not in a wheelchair.
But as a kid, I always thought that was cool that my grandfather had a wheelchair that he used sometimes. We play with that wheelchair more than anything else in that house.
Really?
Yeah, we used to have wheelchair races and everything. And then when my grandfather would have to use it, in the off times he'd have to use it, he'd go out and one of the wheels would fall off and we'd pretend like we didn't know what happened to it. Meanwhile, we'd run it off into the creek once or twice. All right, let's talk to the fine folks out here. What's your name, sir?
Joe.
Look at Joe. Well, that's a very generic name. I'm not sure it's your actual name, is it?
Close enough.
Close enough.
That's
okay,
a nice couple
live,
who
Joe?
Brought me some socks.
We have Lake Kiowa.
Lake Kiowa?
Yeah.
Where is that?
Just east of Gainesville.
I've been there. Yeah. I played golf there.
Yeah,
I've
been to Lake
That's
Kiowa.
A great place.
Right near the tornado, actually. We had to hide from it.
Uh-huh. Oh, you
went
did.
Through
Do
there,
you have,
too?
Like, a safe room in your house?
Well, we had a storm cellar outside.
Oh, like built into the...
Underground, yeah, underground.
Oh, is it real creepy in there?
Yeah, sometimes.
Snakes?
Y'all use it as your red room when you're not hiding from storms?
Occasionally.
Oh, it's so creepy. Okay.
Hey, tell them thank you for the socks. That's
yes,
the nice
George,
couple that brought me socks.
George wants to thank you for the socks. I know you just heard him say that, but I'm going to repeat it to you.
Yeah. There's two birdies in each sock, Giorgio.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah,
nice. Thank you.
And is this your lovely wife here?
It is.
How long y'all been married?
30 years.
30 years, wow. Got kids?
We do.
How old are they?
One, and she's 23.
And where is she?
She is a coach at Lindsay High School.
Oh, cool.
And shout out to Lindsay today. She's doing bus driver training.
What sport?
Volleyball.
Volleyball.
Okay.
Yeah, I tell you what, I went to a volleyball tournament recently and had the best time watching these girls. They are amazing athletes.
Something creepy playing. About that.
It wasn't creepy. It was a family member's event, and they were incredible athletes. It was amazing. All right, so what do you like about Joe and what do you not like about him?
He's a pretty nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Slow to anger? Does he ever get mad?
He's mild-mannered.
Mild-mannered. All right, what do you not like about him?
He gets in my way in the kitchen a little bit.
What do you mean? Is he chatty or what?
No, he likes to cook, and he's quite a bit better cook than I am, so I'm a little out of place in the kitchen, I suppose.
What's your specialty, Joe?
Just anything. You know, pretty good at all of it.
Well, all right. Very good.
How about whipping us up some breakfast?
You need some?
What's the craziest thing you ever cooked?
Frog legs.
Oh. How do you prepare those?
Just fry them.
Yeah, fry them. Yeah, yeah. You bet.
I'll hold them in a pan.
Did you catch the frogs?
Yeah.
What is this, 1883? Why are you having to fix frog legs? What about
eggs? Try it out. You're from
really
Mississippi.
Good.
You've tried them, I'm sure.
No, I did not try frog legs, though.
You should.
We had a grocery store nearby.
Well, we didn't. We had to go get our own food.
Yeah, Gordon.
Indeed. Indeed. All right. Well, thank you.
You don't like frog legs?
You've had frog legs.
Oh, yeah.
And they're good.
We used to gig them on my grandfather's ranch, and he'd fry them up for us. Yeah. They were great.
I had them once as a kid at a fish restaurant right on the Red River somewhere.
Yeah.
On a family trip.
Yeah. Nasty. What's your name, sir?
John.
When was the last time you had frog legs?
Probably 25 years ago.
Everybody's had frog legs except for me.
You're missing out.
This is ridiculous. What are you doing here today?
I am here with my wife.
Just gambling.
Okay. Where is she?
She is in the room asleep. She was up till about 4 o'clock this morning.
Vaping.
Where are you from?
Farmersville.
Farmersville. Do you listen to the ticket?
All the time. Day one, P1.
Really? You go way back with us, huh?
I do.
How old were you when you first started listening?
23.
Mm-hmm.
So, ask him if he knows the red wine.
I used to listen to Norm back in the 80s.
Wow.
And then what got you started listening to the ticket? Like, how did you hear about it?
I think it was from Norm. Well, Norm wasn't on the ticket at first, but it was sports talk, and I just heard about the ticket and liked that and started listening back right when you guys started, when Skip was on. I remember hearing Skip that first day, and, you know, not a big fan now, but.
Yeah, not a big fan of Skip now. All right, you want to give a shout-out to anyone before I talk to this guy?
Yeah, to my son. He's 29 today. 29 years old today.
All right. Happy birthday. Yep. And have you ever convinced him to listen to the ticket?
I try to get him to listen to the ticket, and he's a little stubborn. So, yeah. But, yeah, Jeremy's 29 today.
Well, happy birthday, Jeremy. Birthday. What does he do?
He's an electrician.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Master electrician?
He's a journeyman electrician. I'm a master electrician.
Whoa. Whoa. All right.
Okay. Finally, someone who can put Gordo in his place when it comes to electricity.
Wait, what do you mean? Lots of electricians can put me in my place. I didn't know I was going to say that sentence today. But there you go. What's your name, sir?
Jason.
Jason, are you an electrician?
I am not an electrician, no.
What do you do?
I'm actually an assistant principal, so I'm in education.
All right.
What God bless you.
Like junior high, high school?
I do high school, Pottsboro High School.
Were you a big dog in school?
And what's the biggest difference you've seen in kids, let's say, in the last, how long have you been doing it?
Just finished my 24th year.
Oh, okay, so you have a good sampling here. So how have kids changed now versus the way they were 24 years ago?
We were just talking about this the other day. I think a lot of it's just about accountability. Like, they just, no one holds them accountable anymore, like at home. And so, like, we had kids that, like, when they get in trouble, they want to call their mom to get them out of trouble. And I would beg for my mom not to get called because I was going to be in more trouble at home than I was at the school.
Like, yes.
Whatever you're doing at school, just do that. But it just seems like anymore, like, oh, I want to call my mom because she's going to somehow get me out of trouble.
So. Still use the paddle? Can you use the paddle?
We don't, but I wish we could, yeah.
So when they call their mom and the parents somehow get involved, do the parents always take the kid's side or at least some of them taking y'all's side?
I would say about 60% of the time they try to take the kid's side and we just go on with what we're doing anyway. Sorry, this is what's happened and this is what's going to happen to them, whether you like it or not, kind of thing. Yeah.
What about fights at school? Are things just as violent as they were in school before? Like you'd have the occasional fight out by the bike rack or whatever?
Yeah, we get the occasional fight. We don't have as many at our school, like as they probably do at bigger schools or something, because we're kind of a decent sized 3A school. But there still are a few fights, and when they happen, the kids are fired up for sure. Yeah.
And what's the craziest thing you've ever confiscated from a student?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Thank you.
We confiscated a railroad spike that had been kind of sharpened up.
Wow.
So yeah. You do have some weird kids from time to time, so I did have one kid that had to charge up his ankle monitor, so I've had some weird things for sure. Yeah.
And you, sir, what's your name?
Ryan.
Ryan, you look familiar, Ryan. We've seen you before, haven't we?
Yeah, I was at Fannin a few years ago, and I have an apology to make to you later for my...
Why?
Well, I'm from Philadelphia, so... I'm not really here for the sports talk as much as it is for the segments that you do and kind of the more leisurely type stuff.
Well, then why would you have to apologize to me?
Well, we took a picture and you weren't sure if you were going to lean in or not. And so I said, thank you, Gordon, but I think you thought it was sarcastic. And so I don't think we left on very good terms. So
yeah, I know. I've hated you ever since. No, I didn't even remember it. I didn't think twice about it.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make amends. That's what we're going to do today.
But so. Apology accepted.
Well, I appreciate that.
Tonight.
That
and are you related to this guy?
Not that I know
no.
of.
Okay, what's your name, sir?
Bruce.
Bruce. And what do you do, Bruce?
I am retired. I have fun.
What did you do before?
I was a generic manufacturing man.
Manufacturing man. Boy, you almost sent me into a coma with that phrase.
Generic.
We manufactured electronic instruments.
Oh, that's boy. Generic.
Wow.
Gosh, you're not helping us out here much, Bruce. And you did that your whole career?
Mostly. Yeah, a good 35 years or so.
What was the worst job you ever had?
I've never had a worse job.
Really?
I was a school teacher for a couple of years, mm-hmm. right out of college. Decided I didn't
like it. You ever had a kid charge up his ankle monitor in your office?
No, but I was a shop teacher, so, you know, things go on.
You ever see a kid cut off his fingers?
Close.
A radial arm saw that jumped the board?
High sign.
Close.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you all you guys for being here.
The high sign.
This is a great... I got the high sign. So this is a great little bleacher section we
have
here.
Yeah, there's a lot of P1s up here.
Give yourselves a round of applause.
Yeah.
It's my most hated phrase in all of entertainment.